Hello and welcome to The Franchise Life. Today, we are going to learn about a super fun brand called Tippy Toes. And with me, I have the founder and CEO, Sarah Noose, and director of franchise development for Tippy Toes, Dana DiMarino. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so Sarah, I want to start with you. Tippy Toes is a business that was founded in 1999. You started franchising in 2009, and today you have over 50 locations throughout the United States.
Yes.
So how did Tippy Toes come about?
Well, it was a total accident. I've always learned that if we can learn during what seems to be a failure, that greatness can come. And so I was 19 years old. I was a student at the University of Oklahoma, and I was waiting tables because I wanted to buy my very own car. As a 19-year-old girl, I thought, surely my parents would give me a car. And they were like, no, if you want a car, you need to earn money yourself. And so I started waiting tables at a little Mexican restaurant, and I saved up my freshman year to have enough for a down payment for a car. That summer, I worked at an outdoor theater, and I was a dancer, believe it or not, in this outdoor theater. And so at the end of the summer, my dad and I went and looked, and there's this red Toyota Celica sports car convertible. And I was like, that has to be my car. And all I needed was $234 a month to pay my monthly car payment. But I'm also a huge football fan. And my best friend was at the University of Notre Dame, and Oklahoma was playing Notre Dame. And so without even a thought, I went off to the game and enjoyed my weekend and came back to look at the schedule, and I couldn't find my name on the schedule. And so I went to my boss, like, surely he just accidentally left my name off. And I said, Jeff, I don't see my name on the schedule. And he said, it's because you're fired. You didn't show up this weekend for your waitressing job, so you no longer have a job here.
Oh my!
And I panicked because I needed that waitressing job to pay for my car payment. And so, like many college students would do, I called my parents crying. Of course, not taking the blame. I'm like, I can't believe he fired me, and really hoping my parents would bail me out by giving me money. But what they did that day changed the rest of my life. They said, Sarah, we're not going to give you money. Why don't you go to the local daycare and see if you can teach dance? My mom reminded me from the age of 12 to the age of 18, I would host dance classes in my front yard in the summer. So I was a very young entrepreneur, and that was just a way that I would make money. And she said, just like you would do it in the front yard, just see if, you know, you can have these classes. And so I walked into the closest daycare to my dorm room. I walked in with a smile and a hope, and I said, hi, my name is Sarah. I'd love to teach dance here. And the lady said, great, we'd love to have you. What's the name of your business? And just like I say my very own name, I said, it's Tippy Toes. And she said, well, we would love to have you. And that was January 4th, 1999. And that day changed my life. And little did I know what God was going to do through our story. Like, looking back, had I talked to my 19-year-old self, I never could have even written what has taken place. But there's been a lot of obedience, blind obedience, I would say, a lot of learning through perceived failures. But really, through all of that, just a beautiful story that I'm so proud to tell today.
Oh my gosh, that just kind of gives me chills, because it's like, it's such a dream story that, you know, you didn't go into something by design. It was just something that came out of, you know, desperation, really, you know, needing to pay your bills. So, you know, in your brand story, I love the story about you saying you cry, were crying, calling your mom. The way I wrote this down in quote, instead of handing me money, my mom handed me an idea. And I think that is just so fantastic that you ran with that idea. And here you are with a national franchise brand now. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay. So Dana, what does this opportunity look like for somebody being introduced to it for the very first time?
For the very first time, let me go back to when I was introduced to it for the very first time, what my initial thoughts were, because I actually started with Franchise Fastlane at the same time that Tippy Toes was onboarding with Franchise Fastlane. So we kind of came into it together. And when I was learning the brand and trying to understand all of the inner workings of it, in my mind, I thought, like, well, how does a mobile dance company really work? That whole concept to me was pretty foreign at that time. And so when I really dove into it and asked Sarah, I'm sure Sarah, thousands and thousands of questions. She probably was going so crazy because, like, Dana, you probably already asked that question three times. But whenever you really break it down, it's actually quite simple in the sense that my initial thought was, like, how can a dance company be mobile? But when you think about it, okay, so we go into schools and we go into daycares, we go into community centers, we go into these different facilities and we're bringing dance to them where they already are. So now whenever you think about that, okay, well, what comes with that? All of the convenience comes with that for parents, for the kids, for the daycare instructors, for the school directors, for the daycare directors. We're providing not just dance for kids, but we're also providing convenience for everybody involved. So to kind of like go through all of that and really understand that there's so much more to this business than, and I don't want to say just dance, because what we're doing for the kids when we're teaching the dance classes is more than just dance, but it is in every aspect more than just dance.
So when you are utilizing other people's facilities, let's take a school or a daycare, for instance, are parents opting in for their child to participate in that dance, or is it something that the daycare or the school are paying for to have you bring in?
So we, the parents are paying for it. So it's an elective extracurricular activity. One of the beautiful things is it's a requirement to have physical activity at a lot of these daycare centers, like state requirements. And so we check that box for that. And so a lot of parents want to sign their kids up and the schools want to promote it. And one of the beautiful things about Tippy Toes is it's one less activity that parents have to leave work, come pick up their kids, race them through a drive-through, which is unhealthy, and get them to dance class. So we love that Tippy Toes is convenient. These kids are getting to dance with their own classmates in a facility that they feel comfortable in. We bring dance to them. And the schools love it. We'll a lot of times get so many kids enrolled that it clears out a full classroom and they're able to dance right there. Tippy Toes is recreational dance. And so what our goal is to instill a love of dance in children where they have fun, where they use their imagination, where they get to act silly, move their bodies, and have this physical development. What we do say is if you have aspirations for your child being in the New York Ballet, we will give them a love of dance, and then they can go on to a more formal studio. Recreational dance is a bit different than that, but what I have loved to see over the 25 years is kids really falling in love with it through Tippy Toes and then moving on as they've graduated Tippy Toes and going on and pursuing a dancing career.
Okay, so let me ask you this. As a prospect, if I were to have a client looking at Tippy Toes as an investment, and I have no background in dance. What skill sets are you looking for? Is this something where I'm pulling together the client's pulling together their own music and facilitating the classes? Can you break that down for me a little bit, Sarah?
Sure. Yep. So the greatest question you just asked is, are you finding your own music? The answer is no, because we write our very own music. We have 8 music albums, and really our material, so all of our content is created from our corporate team. And the beautiful thing about that is it's plug and play. So we have a lot of franchise owners that are not dancers, but they love kids. And so they want to make an impact, but they might be business-minded people. We've had people coming from consulting, pharma, all different walks of life, school teachers, and they come in and they basically have a business in a box. Here's what you do the first month. Here's what happens the second month. Here's what the recital looks like. Here's where the costumes are. So they follow the model. Oftentimes what they'll do is they'll hire college students that used to dance when they were young. Like me, I loved dancing when I was younger. And then when you go off to college, I wasn't going to major in it. And so it kind of fell off my life until I started this business. But there were a lot of girls who were like, oh, I cheered or I danced, wanting to work 10 or 12 hours. And then they're able to look at our lesson plans and go into these classrooms. As long as our franchise owner can manage all of that, two of the things we always say is you're always going to be selling and you're always going to be hiring and training. Those are our two big things. And if our franchise owner can do that or hire a manager to do that, you see immense growth within the brand.
How many classes per week would is the goal for a franchise owner to host and facilitate?
So I would say, in the first 6 months, let's get 20 classes up and running with 10 kids each. That would be ideal. But we have some, franchise owners that have 65 classes. They have multiple teachers going different places. The other really beautiful thing about what Tippy Toes does is we host recitals twice a year. But instead of having a long recital, this is thanks to my dad. He was like, don't make families sit for 3 hours watching, little, he's like, they're cute when they're your kid, but when you've seen it 7 times, it's not as cute. And so we're the home of the 30-minute recital. So for our franchise owners, you get a select group of dances and costumes, and then you repeat it throughout the day. So you would have four daycares go on stage one at a time, and that's their show. Then we repeat it for 2 days. So we have shows for 2 days, but our customers are only there for 30 minutes, getting the best part of it, where their kids on stage for not just one dance, but 3 dances. So we kind of put a spin on, hey, this is all about the children and all about the parents experiencing what their kids get to do in class. And so that helps as a business owner to be able to multiply quicker. And it's so much more scalable than hiring a teacher that has to learn those 65 different classes. They're going in each week teaching the same content to just different students.
And how much is the average cost per student for a class or a session?
Dana, do you want to chime in?
Sure. So we really do see, it really depends on your market is the simple, sweet answer. But what we see anywhere from charging parents $65 a month, and that gives each kid one class a week, to all the way up to $98 a month. So we do see a little bit of a range there depending on the market. But I would say the national average is probably like 72 is what I would believe.
Which is very affordable and for such a fun activity, especially, Sarah, as you mentioned, that you are coming to them and the parents aren't having to run the kids around to multiple places to meet the class time or what have you. So, okay. I love Tippy Toes. I love the name of it. I love your branding.
Thank you.
With that said, it is a brand that I feel is primarily going to appeal to women. So Dana, talk me through. You meet with prospects, taking them through the discovery process. What is your ratio of female to male prospects? And one thing that was really, when this was introduced to me, it was actually by another consultant that says, do not discount your male prospects by introducing tippy toes, because it has all of the elements of a great investment. Mm-hmm. So with that said, what has your experience been like working with prospects, both male and female, and their, I guess their acceptance of the tippy toes brand?
So first, I get this question all the time. So I love this question. At this point, I answer this question in my sleep. But I will say that as far as a ratio goes, I don't know the exact like male to female ratio. But what I do know is that obviously we do get more attraction from a female for this business for obvious reasons. But what I will say is that, and I tell this to everybody that asks me, if a consultant comes to me and says, you know, would this be somebody that you would be interested in speaking with? If it is somebody that, you know, possesses the qualities of somebody that can hold a good conversation, build a good relationship, is personable, is somebody that is able to just relate to school directors, daycare directors, whether that is a male or a female does not matter. We have exceptional male franchise owners in our system that will do and have done great things with tippy toes. And it is not to be discredited for somebody that is a male looking to buy a business. We have great financials. We have a great support system. We have a great founder. And Sarah, I'm not just saying this because you're on here.
Thank you.
I mean, everything that you are looking for in a franchise, Tippy Toes does have. It's a low investment. So this is meant for somebody that, you know, could potentially want to purchase multiple units. So all of those elements are there. And we tell everybody it's a cute brand. You know, if the branding's cute, it's pink. But what you don't realize is that, okay, so is T-Mobile. And that's not a cute little, you know, fun girly brand, you know, so it's still a business. It is not just, you know, let's have fun, but it is still a business. And you very much so can still feel the business aspect to this. And when I have male candidates on calls with me, after I do have conversations with them, and I actually have that uncomfortable conversation, they get it. And they realize this really is something that I could see myself doing, regardless if it is dance. Because like Sarah said, you do not need to have dance background. First of all, the dance instructors can go in to their own login and learn the lesson plans every month themselves. It's not like the owner has to go and have a class every month and teach them in front of a mirror how to do each of the classes. You know, they're already created for the dance instructors. The other thing too is that, you know, anybody can teach these classes. So when you're hiring, you're looking for people that possess the same qualities as you, somebody that can relate to daycare directors because or just connect with kids. You don't need to have a dance background. So if you're like me, who has two left feet, you know, I became a tippy toes franchise owner myself very recently, and I'm not necessarily, you know, the best dancer in the world, but it's more about what it is that we do rather than the dance side of it, like the underlying what it is that we do.
Well, congratulations. That is exciting. So Tippy Toes is coming to Palm Beach County, it sounds like, perhaps.
Well, actually Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, from my there, gosh. But yeah. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations on that. Really, at the end of the day, if somebody is interested in child education and development in that segment and making a difference in people's lives and getting out into the community, Tippy Toes is a great option for them, male or female. So Sarah, I'm curious. So this is a mobile concept, but as the business grows and scales, is there ever or will there ever be an opportunity or a need for a studio? I know I clearly hear and understand the benefits of the mobile aspect, but would you ever foresee a studio brick and mortar location for Tippy Toes?
So we actually have about 8 of them across the country. And the way that happens, and so we are for the studio model as well, but it's something that we want franchise owners to evolve to. If you open a brick and mortar, you buy the business and it was brick and mortar from the beginning, you're there waiting for students to come to you. The way our Tippy Toes model works is we go out in the community to as many daycares, preschools, fitness centers that we can. We start to really build a brand. And then what's happened in almost every market is we've grown so big and we've rented space from so many places. And our preschoolers are now kindergartners that then need a place to dance. And so we have studios that open. And it's awesome because we also offer birthday parties, parents' night out, daddy-daughter dance, mother-daughter tea. We have all of these extra things that we'll partner with community centers and stuff until there's a studio. But about year 3 or 4, and we help guide our franchise owners with that, when your business is booming, it's a great time to look at, okay, how much am I spending in rent at the community center or, you know, different places? We will always go into preschools, daycare centers, elementary schools. We will always do that. But as your business grows, there's also the opportunity to have a studio.
All right. So let's dive into financials. Dana, you mentioned this is a low investment. So what does that total investment look like?
Well, you, of course, have your franchise fee. So for one territory, you're looking at $49,500. And then we do offer discounts with multiple territory purchases at that point. So additional to that, you're really only looking at maybe adding on an additional $30,000. And that includes working capital for about a startup period of 3 months. And so 85,000 for one territory on the high level. And then of course, multiple territories. What I say too is you're not necessarily doubling your expenses if you're purchasing multiple territories with this business. You're really just buying more people to serve, you know? So the nice thing about this business is a lot of your overhead month over month is payroll. Mm-hmm. So when you are purchasing multiple territories, if you have a manager that's going to be managing one territory, they can also manage that second territory simultaneously, not necessarily for double the payroll. So it is a nice business for that reason, for the simple, I know I got a little off of the initial investment there for a second, but it is nice from that perspective that if you're initially purchasing those additional territories, keep in mind that you're not necessarily doubling your expenses initially. So like I said, you know, a lot of it is, you know, do you have a computer to operate your business from the beginning? Your initial startup marketing, which by the way, you don't need a huge marketing package to get this business started. A lot of it is that grassroots where you're going and you're it's the community outreach that is really going to develop the marketing side of this. Because once you're in a school or daycare, your target market is right in front of you, you know, so you're not necessarily needing to spend a ton of marketing dollars to get this business started. But yeah, a lot of it's working capital, attorney fees, accounting fees, you know, things of that nature that go into starting the business initially.
And typically in that investment range of 67 to 83.5, you do have 3 months worth of working capital, as you mentioned. All right. On a last note then, Dana, what can you share with us about ROI? And I know you're limited to certain numbers, what's in the franchise disclosure document, but anything you can share with us?
We do have a 40% net profit margin, so which is fantastic. We are refiling our FDD. So as much as I'd love to discuss those numbers, we have not filed those numbers yet. But our current ROI at 40% net margin is fantastic. And what I can say from our current FDD to the new is that we're looking at double the fun.
All right. Well, that's a great way to put it. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. This is a feel good brand. When you look at the logo, you think of what you guys are accomplishing day in and day out through your franchise owners being out in the community, touching kids' lives. It's pretty phenomenal. And Sarah, what a great story. And we didn't even get into that. I believe I read somewhere that you were on Shark Tank.
Yes, we were.
That is like a dream come true. I love Shark Tank. Oh my gosh, I think that's a whole nother episode. So, all right. Well, ladies, thank you so much. For anybody interested in learning more about Tippy Toes franchise opportunity, please feel free to reach out to me at Stacy@fusionfranchising.com. Thanks and have a great day.